I don't ever remember. We said either Dolly or Dolly done this or Sam done that, so.
When you rode a saddle, what did you put your feet in?
I don't ever remember being far enough away from home on a saddle horse to haul any feet.
No, your feet.
Oh, the stirrup.
Uh-huh. And the thing that went underneath, what was that?
That was us with the belly band. Now, they have people called it the girth, but we called it the belly band.
Did you use one or two of those in this country?
We didn't do much cow riding. I mean, so we one is all that I ever had on the saddle.
Did you have any special term for a horse that hadn't been broken yet?
No. It was a colt until it was broke, as far as...
And what did you put on his head when you were going to break him?
I have never broken a horse in my life, and I don't think I've ever seen one broke.
I think probably this would be used more where they were breaking horses to ride, the halter or the hackamore or something like that. Did you? I know I asked you this one, the bag that you put over the horse's head when you were going to feed him. Oh, wait a minute. No, I didn't ask you that.
You didn't ask me that, but I
got a 3-week lag up here.
Yeah. I don't ever remember seeing one even.
Hmm.
When we fed, we always took our horses off of the wagon and fed them in a box or something like that.
As a little boy, I don't remember seeing any. That was common, just put oats in the back of the box or throw them on the ground. But I guess when they had big herds of riding horses, they couldn't do that. I've gotten the term morale out in the panhandle and down along the border where they used to have cattle drives and big herds. I've gotten it mostly from old people.
Well, I imagine after all, they had a bunch of riding horses there and I don't think that I've ever seen as many as 4 or 5 riding horses unless it's been one Sunday afternoon when the boys got together. Other than that, but there weren't that many riding horses together at the time.
I've gotten the term remuda, too, for a big group of horses that a man has for his mounts. And this is a remuda and a string of horses and his mount, meaning a whole bunch. But again, that goes with a lot of horses.
Yeah, with drives or something.
Did you use those racks for sawing logs here, where you have the legs like this and put the logs between?
We used them, but not the kind that you would move.
Mm-hmm.
We would take two posts, stick them in the ground, and tie them together, and then we threw the log on.
What did you call those when you...
I think they were called them a sawbuck.
Mm-hmm. Did you have that kind with legs like this, with board across the top for sawing the planks? Or?
Yeah, that was a movable thing that we used around, not for logs, but for whenever you sawed a board or to lay... We used them a lot at butchering time. We laid planks across them.
Mm-hmm. What were they called?
Sawhorse.
Did you ever put a plank across that for the children, or as a boy, did you ever have a plank?
For a teeter-totter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we used them quite a lot.
Then the little man jumps off?
Really, as a young fella, most of the time they had between two trees or a couple of old stumps, they'd bury a couple of things and ran a pipe across, and we had one that was pretty well stationary, but I do remember putting them across, making them ourselves.
Mm-hmm.